Quick, think of one word that explains a person who is ready to forgive any abuse for the first time, to tolerate a second time, but never a third. Well, stay tuned to find out what that word actually is. It tops this year's list of the world's most untranslatable words. The survey put out by Today Translations, a London-based translations and interpreting agency, also includes the toughest English words to crack, including, among others, gobbledygook and spam. Joining us now to talk about this list is Jurga Zelinskina, Management Director of Today's Translations. I hope I didn't mangle your name too badly.
Yes, I think you've done quite well. I probably have to enter my name into one of the list's probably most unpronounceable names.
So what is the world's most difficult word to translate?
Well, it's a good word. It's Ilunga. It's Chiluba. It comes from language Chiluba, and it's spoken in Eastern Congo and Zaire. And our translators and interpreters found it quite difficult to describe the specific word in one or two words. So it's been voted as the most untranslatable word.
I love the word that ended up in second place, schlamazel, a Yiddish word.
Yes. It is a chronically unlucky person, someone for whom nothing seems to go right or turn out well. It seems to be quite interesting.
Now, translators, people often confuse translation and interpretation. Translators, of course, work in print. They transliterate.
Yes.
Interpreters work in spoken translations or spoken interpretations from one language to the other. Obviously, if they come across one of these words, they can go to a dictionary and look it up, much easier for a translator than for an interpreter. But just having the definition doesn't give you an idea of how to translate it.
That's correct, but still you can give an explanation. But the reason we've done the survey, it was to address cultural differences and also to address problems encountered by simultaneous interpreters during the conference, where you don't have time to go and have a look at the dictionary and you simply don't have to time to explain a meaning of a singular word in a couple or three sentences.
Another word on your list is na. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, N-A-A, which is, I understand it, used in the Kansai area of Japan.
That's correct, yes.
And it's an emphasizer?
Yes, it emphasizes statements or agreements, and it just in spoken languages probably will be something similar like aha or something used in other different countries.
Maybe the Canadian A.
Pardon?
Maybe the Canadian A.
Oh, yeah. That could be quite close.
There's a lot of English words that also a lot of people have problems with, and plenipotentiary is top of that
list.
Yes,
it came at the top of the list. And this is about a special envoy invested with full powers. It's especially used for an ambassador or envoy to some foreign court.
There are some words that are, it's understandable why they might be difficult to translate, gobbledygook, poppycock. These are words that we value as much for their sound as for what their meaning is.
Oh, yes, that's correct. This is about the feeling. It's not just about the correctness of the translation. This is about passing the actual feeling. And probably to pass gobbledygook in any other language would find it quite difficult. And that's why it's been voted as the second most difficult word to translate from English.
Sometimes you'd almost have to be a poet.
Oh, yeah.
I was interested. Spam is on the list. I assume that's in the sense of computer spam rather than luncheon meat.
It's actually as a luncheon meat.
Really?
Yes, it is.
That's hard to translate. Just you might say luncheon meat.
Yes, it would be quite, because some people would not be aware of this specific brand, and that's why when we described it, they were not aware of it. So there was an issue of awareness, if anything.
There are a couple of words that are particularly English words, like a googly, which is a term from cricket, and chuffed and bumpf, which
yes.
describes the material which accompanies a press release or something like that. You were a translator yourself. Did you have...
Yes, I used to be a translator. Unfortunately, I'm not doing it anymore. I became managing director of Today Translations for the past 3 years, and I didn't have much opportunity to be involved with interpreting and translation personally. But actually, I found googly as quite a difficult word, and luckily I didn't have an encounter with this specific word until this survey. And probably I would have a bit of a struggle if I've had to pass the meaning of the word Google.
Even if you did, a lot of Americans wouldn't understand it. But thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yurga Zelinskaya is the management director of Today Translations, and she joined us by phone from her office in London. Iris here with Science Friday tomorrow. We'll see you Monday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.